Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the
fan, WFAN. Here, let's get right into it. New York City is one of those nights. Tonight, your New York Knicks could wrap up the series. Knicks in five, knock off the defending champion Boston Celtics in Boston, and advance to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in 24 years. 888-808-1019 if you want to talk Knicks right now as the game is about to get started. I'm turning off the Yankees post game and trying to get that on the screen right now. We're definitely going to talk about your New York Yankees. Perfect timing. I was just listening to Dave and Susan on the call. The Yankees win. The Yankees win, and you needed to win that game in series, and they fought and they found a way. The Mets game is delayed a little bit here because of rain. I'm going to check and see if there's a update. Yeah, tonight's game will start at 7:25 instead of 7:05, so we'll have eyes on that. Of course, we're going to talk Subway Series and Juan Soto and Aaron Judge and Pete Alonso and Devin Williams and Aaron Boone, Carlos Mendoza. And then at some point tonight, we'll have the Pete Rose conversation. I really don't care. But like, I've listened and I've read and I've got a good understanding for how a lot of people feel out there. So I'll give you my thoughts and opinion on Pete Rose, whether he'll get into the Hall of Fame or not, why he shouldn't or why he should. So 888-808-1019. Let's pump up the Knicks fans. Let's start with the Knicks. As this is game five, you got to close them out. As you may know or you may not know, the Pacers handled their business. They beat the Cavaliers in five. They're done. They've advanced. They're waiting for the winner of this series. And, you know, everyone thinks, well, not everyone. There's still some people out there that think that the Celtics are going to somehow, like, rally. This one's for Tatum. Like, nah, that's not going down. Josh is in the Bronx first up on the fan. What's up, Josh?
I'm telling you, Keith, man, you've got it going on. Let's go. Let's wrap it up like a birthday present and send it home and, you know, take on Indiana. Take it away, baby. Have a great show.
I got you. Thanks for the call, Josh. Yeah, you know, there can't be a setback here. There can't be, you know, the whole message I had last night was this is it. This is done. Tatum goes down and you do get that second win on your home court. You go to Boston, they're finished. Stick a fork in them, put your foot on the throat, whatever you want to call it. End it. It has to end tonight. No need for a game six for a few reasons. I mean, I already said you don't want to play an extra game because the Pacers are waiting, but the same way that Tatum went down, you know, it's basketball. Anybody could go down and on the next play. You don't want to play any extra games. You don't want to have any extra risk. We don't need it here in New York because now there is no overlap of Friday game six and game one of the Subway Series, Mets versus Yankees in the Bronx. So I think the Knicks finish it tonight.
I think they know all they got to do is go out there and play their game, whoever it is, whether it's a Brunson 30-40 ball, whether it's Bridges or Karl Anthony Towns stepping up, Josh Hart, OG, whoever it is, just get it done. You've got them on their last leg. I was just listening to, you know, Loogie calling in from Boston saying that it's quiet in there. Of course it's quiet in there. This is probably the last game, you know. Of course it's quiet in there. They're in complete shock still. They are in complete shock because this is what they thought could not happen, was not possible. All of the talk was around the Knicks getting swept or getting the gentleman sweep. All the talk was around there's no way that the Knicks can beat the Celtics. There were a lot of coping Boston fans, a lot of Boston fans in denial. And it's funny, right? Like Dave Portnoy being, you know, the most outspoken one. During game four, he puts a video out saying, you know, before the game even ended, I can't think about wins and losses right now. All I can think about is Jason Tatum and Jason Tatum's injury and, you know, prayers up for Jason Tatum. It's not about the game right now. Okay. But then he made a joke about Mikal Bridges and seeing Mikal Bridges in the hotel and saying, hey, don't break your wrist. And shout out to ZG Zach Gelb, who told me that, like, they're actually friendly. And I guess they did really speak. But you shouldn't be wishing injury. You shouldn't be joking about an injury. Like, it isn't an eye for an eye thing here. That was a freak accident. That was something that happened out of nowhere that was going to probably happen at some point or another, right? Jason Tatum has played all from last year through the Olympics. You know, he went to the finals last year, Olympics, all through this year. He's had some injuries. And yeah, here now we're underway. I finally got it on the TV. I'm like, we have the TV set up. It's like, we have like a WFAN. We have like four WFAN TVs that they can program. And I'm trying to get all the way to channel 53 to WFAN TV to get the game on. Now it's on. First bucket goes down. Knicks up 2-0. But yeah, anyway, with Tatum and people, like, I don't understand people acting like the guy died. His season is over. His next season is probably gone too. But this is competitive sports at the highest level. These guys are running and jumping and, like, injuries happen. I don't remember anyone crying for IQ 2 years ago in the Heat series when the Knicks didn't have him. I don't remember anyone crying for Mitchell Robinson when Joel Embiid literally injured him, grabbed his ankle. Like, nobody said anything. And I don't remember anyone talking about, oh, it's not about the games, or, oh, I feel so bad for the Knicks, when they had OG's hamstring, Josh Hart's abdominal injury, and Jalen Brunson's hand last year. It's just people hate New York. People hate the Knicks. And people want an easy out. They want a narrative. They want a narrative that, we don't know what would have happened in this series if Jason Tatum was healthy. And an easy out to say, well, the Celtics might have come back and won that game, and the series could have flipped if Jason Tatum didn't go down. That's cap. 888-808-1019. So we'll start with the Knicks, but I know most Knicks fans are watching this game and probably not listening to the show right now. I do want to talk Yankees because we haven't really been able to talk about the Yankees with Knicks mania and all the hype around the Knicks and talking about every single player and what this means for the head coach and the front office and the future. I mean, and great, you know, but the Knicks are on now. We will have the game all night. Well, not all night, at least halfway through my show. I'll give you updates on what's going on in TD Garden. Maybe later if the Knicks are victorious or even if they lose, maybe we can get a call from Evan or from Loogie to tell us what the atmosphere was like as they head home. Now, the Yankees are heading home, and I just said they had to win that series against the Seattle Mariners. The Seattle Mariners were rolling. The Seattle Mariners were winning series, winning games, and for some reason, the Yankees just go out there, and they always win. Dave Sims goes back to his old stomping grounds, and the Yankees, I stayed up last night to watch them lose that game in 11 innings. The Yankees have an issue in extra innings. They have an issue with extra innings on the road. I feel like there's no strategy. I feel like there's no plan. And, you know, Aaron Boone had to get himself tossed last night, but I was just talking about how Aaron Boone's been trying to keep his average down. He hasn't been wearing these umpires out because that's his MO. That's kind of what had been known about him. It kind of seemed like, you know, Yankees versus the ump since 2019, and Aaron Boone didn't want that rap anymore. You know, I spoke with Aaron Boone before the season last year, and he said even his daughter, you know, when he imitated Laz Diaz and did the Laz Diaz strikeout, he said, you know, his daughter brought it to him in a way saying, like, what's this? What are you doing? Like, you're turning into a meme. You're turning into, like, an internet joke. And he did turn it down, but last night that call was egregious. We see it every game. We cannot get this ABS system fast enough. ABS ASAP, because it changes the game. It changes at bats. It changes the way the end of the game goes. Like, and Jason Dominguez being a rookie, I guess he doesn't have the leeway to, you know, throw his hands in the air and talk back to the umpire. What Boone was doing was stepping in for him. But then once, you know, Boone stepped out of the dugout, he got tossed, so he got his money's worth. 888-808-1019. And then coming into today, you know, Will Warren, another young guy I've been impressed with. Just when you're looking at the Yankees' rotation, like, this is patchwork, this is not good. They DFA Carlos Carrasco. They got to turn Ryan Yarbrough into a starter. Marcus Stroman had a setback. He's not coming back. You've got back-to-back performances out of young Will Warren, who has certainly found his stuff, the stuff that we were seeing in spring training, his strikeout stuff. He just had his season high in strikeouts in Sacramento against the A's. He just topped that today. And I've been saying this the entire season. When Will Warren is on the mound, I don't know what it is, TWTW, the will to win, the will to Warren, they have a chance. When Will Warren is on the mound, they... Even the games that he's lost, you can go back and look at those games and say, those are games that the Yankees could have won. Different from the games that the Yankees could have won that were blown late by Devin Williams or Mark Leiter Jr. or the bullpen. But what I'm saying here is, Will Warren, they can't quit on him. They got to keep working with him. They got to keep going. I mean, he was rolling today. He had multiple strikeouts in a row. He got out of that fifth inning, and I'm like, good, great. Now steal the game. And part of stealing the game is knowing when to pinch hit guys. Shout out to Aaron Boone. I know we don't give Boone a lot of credit. I know we don't shout out Aaron Boone for defending his guys, right? And then that carries over into today, knowing when to send in Goldie Knox, Paul Goldschmidt. You send in Goldschmidt, and Goldschmidt is ready. Shout out to the live chat that's watching right now. We were in the live chat yesterday for Dinger Tuesdays talking about who we should bet on, and I think it was Adam G who said to bet on Goldschmidt. We were just a day early and a dollar short. Goldie homers today. And, man, Judge had to silence the critics. I've called Judge the silencer, and I'm so glad that he got one. He had some shaky at-bats. He was chasing a little bit. It seemed like, you know, give credit to the Mariners. They have good pitching. They have a good plan of attack for the best hitter in the game, one of the best hitters of all time. You know, they had Judge looking human, but Judge is superhuman. When you need him, there he is, all rise, in the eighth inning with the game and the series on the line. Judge homers, and that's the difference in the game. 3-2, Yankees win, and he just quiets a little bit of that chatter on Yankees Twitter. He quiets just a little bit of that conversation about his at-bats and how he fares against elite pitching and, you know, what time of the games he homers, if he's clutch, if he's not clutch. Now, we're going to need Judge to be clutch this weekend coming up. And I'm glad that the Yankees are going to have a happy flight. I'm glad that the Yankees have won the series, have won multiple series now after they had lost some series. They kind of had a little bit of, you know, some early bumps in the road here. But here comes the biggest series of the year in Yankee Stadium. Here comes the biggest series as far as Subway Series in the regular season that I can remember. And it's obviously because of Juan Soto and the whole back and forth between Yankee fans and Met fans. So today, I'm looking at lineups, and the lineup comes out, and I notice Juan Soto is not in the Mets lineup. And I said, it's his first day off. They have the off day tomorrow, and Juan Soto is not in the lineup. Obviously, the Mets have already taken two games from the Pirates to take the series. The Mets have the best record in baseball. They're in first place. But as many people use the term rent-free, as many people talk about Juan Soto being in Yankee fans' heads, the Yankees are in the Mets' head. The Yankees are in the mind of Carlos Mendoza, David Stearns, whoever's decision it was. Why now are you giving Juan Soto a rest? I know. For his mental health, his physical health, double off day. Maybe he pinch hits tonight late if the game is on the line and, you know, they got to steal one. He wouldn't be my guy to pinch hit. But anyway, resting Juan Soto here shows me that they're very mindful of what Yankee Stadium is going to be when he returns, and they should be. Resting Juan Soto the day before an off day shows me that they're like, hey, we want you to be fresh. We want you to be ready to go. You have been pressing at times, and we don't want you to press in this series because that place is going to be loud. 888-808-1019. When we come back, I'll tell you why fans are going to boo Juan Soto. I'll tell you why fans are going to chant F Juan Soto. I'll tell you why some Yankee fans don't care about him being on the team that went to the World Series and lost last year. I'll tell you why it's not about money, and any of us in his shoes would have done the same thing. I'll tell you why, as somebody that's been to hundreds of games, has sat in every section of Yankee Stadium, I'll tell you exactly what that scene is going to look like Friday on 161st and River. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Dial up. We'll be right back.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
In the greatest city in the world, Keith McPherson on the Fan, taking your calls at 888-808-1019. Maybe you're not into basketball. Maybe you're not into the Knicks. Maybe you want to talk about something else. I mean, tonight we will get into the Pete Rose stuff. We'll also get into the NFL schedule release, which is coming up at 8 o'clock. But with social media, all of that's pretty much leaked. Giants fans are already signing up for 0-4, and I guarantee you they don't go 0-4 to start the season.
Ooh,
that's a big guarantee. You don't have to be a Giants fan. You just got to be a football fan to know. Early in the season is, let's say it all together now, glorified preseason. And the Giants are going to look completely different this year on offense and on defense. And if the coaching is right, they have some more talent. And you can catch teams sleeping. And you know what? Everybody's going to be sleeping on the Giants. I'm telling you, gamblers out there right now, one of those games, put everything on. We'll see how they start. I mean, we'll get to it. We'll get to it. So 888-808-1019. What I said before I went to break was, you know, the conversation around Juan Soto. And I know I'll get tagged as a Juan Soto hater. Call me that. I'm a Yankee fan. I know I'll get tagged as a Yankee homer and Yankee shill or whatever, but like, I think I can speak for myself, and there might be some fans that agree with me. If you disagree, call up. If you've got a different stance, call up. If you're a Met fan, call up. And you know what? Before I even get into why, you know, Yankee fans are going to greet Juan Soto a certain way. Oh, now the Celtics just seem like they could shoot all of a sudden. I'm watching this game in here. It doesn't matter, but it does. It doesn't matter, but it does. They're shooting over 55%. No. Oh, no. Oh, no. Josh Hart just went down. His face is full of blood. I can't even. Oh, no. His face is cracked open. He's got to leave. And Jaylen Brown is claiming, I don't know, that just completely threw me off. His face is covered in blood. I'm surprised they even showed it. I don't think the camera knew. His face is cracked open. He's got to get a new jersey. He's covered in blood. Let me see this. So the foul, did they call a foul,
it's
on,
a foul on
Brunson with Brown?
It's a foul on Brown, I think. Hart, or here's the foul. The foul's on Cornette, I guess. He needs to shoot free throws. So, yes, he's bloody in the eye, but if he wants to be able to come back in this game, he's got to stay out there to shoot the free throws.
Well, they better get to work on him on the sideline.
That's what they're doing.
His eye above his eye socket cracked? What hit?
Cornette's elbow.
Damn. He took that right on. Yeah. This is rated R tonight. They're showing it. They're showing everything. Anyway, my train of thought was lost because that is happening in real time. It's always challenging to host the show and watch the game in here. Because
you got to turn it off in there, I'm telling you.
I'm such a like sports fan. I don't know how many nights I've been on the fan trying to watch the game at the same time and host. My mind is into this game, but also into this show. I'm trying to have my takes, but at the same time, like that, this is a huge part of this game. I was talking about Soto and talking about Yankee fans. And Mets fans, call up and give us your perspective, right? What I say to the Met fan first is go buy tickets. Drown out the Yankee fan. This is New York. Show up for your man. Show up for the guy that chose you. If you cheer loud enough, it's just going to be loud, right? You'll drown out the boos. You'll drown out the F Juan Soto chants. But from my experience, and the closest thing I can, you know, compare this to is when Altuve came back. And, like, Altuve cheating with the Astros and coming back to Yankee Stadium after the COVID year. Like, we found out about the Astros cheating in 2019. The season was over, though. So then we wanted to see them in 2020. COVID hit. They didn't come back. People don't forget. It took almost 2 years, 2021, for Jose Altuve to come to Yankee Stadium and have to, you know, hear it from fans and have to deal with it. And, like, that was Yankee fans' way of trying to make him pay because Major League Baseball didn't. Now, put a pin in that one because we'll get back to the Astros and the cheating and MLB not making them pay. We'll talk about integrity of the game, right? Because there's so many people talking about Pete Rose and the integrity of the game. You know, don't leave out the cheating Astros when you talk about the integrity of the game being compromised. 888-808-1019. Let's take calls because we have calls. And I will give you my full-on reasons why I believe Yankee fans are going to be very loud and nasty and negative. And there is no turning your back. There is no being quiet. There is no ignoring. Why would you come to the game? Why would you pay that much money to be there live for Juan Soto's return and not go there to absolutely wear this man out, heckle him, try and get him uncomfortable? You know what I'm saying?
You see what John Boy suggested?
I think I saw John Boy suggested to chant, "We have Grisham."
Grisham's better or whatever.
Grisham's better. That's not going to hit, though. I just know from my experience. Now, maybe the creatures could coordinate in 203 because, like, they all know it. But to get a whole section in Yankee Stadium to chant, or even the whole stadium, you'll never get the whole stadium to chant anything outside of, like, F. Altuve, which I was there for, or Let's Go Yankees, or oh, 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 oh. You can get the whole stadium to do the wave easy.
Unfortunately.
I've got a big problem with that, but it is what it is. Take the wave to Shea. Take the wave to Shea. No, but, you know, we have Grisham. I think that would be great, especially since last year, some goofy Yankee fans during the Dodger series which came in June. That was the first time we saw Juan Soto miss a game. He's already out for the Mets because they got to, you know, use kid gloves with him and prep him and make sure he's okay to go into the Bronx. Yankee fans, just a few, but loud enough for you to hear it on TV, chanted, "We want Soto," when Trent Grisham was at bat. That rubbed me the wrong way. I wasn't at that game because by the time Sunday night baseball came, I had no voice from fighting Dodgers fans in the stadium the two games before. But I was so disappointed to hear Yankee fans chant, "We want Soto." Soto was on the bench, and Soto is a one-year guy. And Soto don't love you like that. Trent Grisham is out there in the pinstripes. And look at Trent Grisham now. So, yeah, if some of you want to chant some Trent Grisham stuff at Juan Soto, like he's going to care, like what he doesn't, like what he makes isn't, you know, 10 times what Trent Grisham is going to make. Like, he's not going to care about that. It's valid, though. Like, I understand John Boy and Jake on Talking Yanks being like, "We have Trent Grisham." And let me say this before we take a call. What'd you say?
He should have hit another homer today. He got robbed in the first
inning. He was close. Julio, Trent Grisham has been amazing. What I'll say is this worked out for both parties. This worked out for both sides. The Yankees have replaced Juan Soto's production that fast. And if the Yankees don't get Max Fried, I don't know where we are right now in this early going in the season. And for the Mets, just that feeling you had like you won the World Series because you took something from the Yankees, because you listen to Yankee fans like Keith McPherson tell you no way would Juan Soto want to be a Met. You listen to all these Yankee fans tell you how we're going to give him a blank check. He's never going to leave. He got to hit in front of Judge. He got to wear the pinstripes. No way would he go across town. Like, you won. You got that feeling of like, yes, somebody actually chose us. And we'll get to more of that. And that is baked into the reason why some Yankee fans hate Juan Soto. Jeff is in Middlesex on the fan. Go for it, Jeff.
Hi, Keith. This is the first time I've ever called the station, but it's only because some, I don't know what you want to call them, person called last week and abused you for you talking about your family and your past and your life. That's the reason I listen to the show, because I'm in the car all night during most of all your shifts, and you make me feel like I'm listening to a friend talk. So don't ever change a thing that you're doing, because it's you're the one host that makes you feel like you're the most real host, and not a slight at any other person on the station. You just make me feel like I'm listening to a friend talk. So I wanted to call and say, because you got full support from lots of people out here, I just thought something had to be said, because that punk who called last week, I tried calling, it was busy, but I just was infuriated in the car, thinking that someone had the audacity to take a shot at you for being a real human being. Have a great night. Just keep being you, Keith. Appreciate you.
Jeff, thank you. Appreciate the call. I mean, I'd like to move on from it. What I'll say is, like, I won't let it get that far again. I'll just hang up the phone. I won't allow someone to come on and disrespect me like that. But, like, it didn't so much bother me. What bothered me was how much it bothered other people, from my friends to family members to random people that I've never met that listen to this show that do rock with me. Like, honestly, that negative energy and that hate towards me, it lives online in, like, a small, small crevice of all of the love and all the appreciation that I get online, and it rarely comes across on air. So I don't know. I don't care about that guy. There was two guys. They might have been on one. And you know what I said? Was like, yo, we all got to be better people. This is entertainment. But I put my life into this. I put my heart and soul into this. I want you to know who I am, because I feel like that will help you understand my thoughts and my takes and where I'm coming from. And maybe if you know who you're listening to, you'll be able to relate to me. Or maybe you don't relate to me at all. Maybe you hate the teams that I root for, which I don't know if you've noticed. I've let that kind of evaporate. I've learned, I've grown in the position to know that, like, this is New York City. This is WFAN. My personal fandom doesn't go in front of the story. My personal fandom is not going to stop me from having a good show and bringing joy to people and there being just one consistent thing, whether it's the Knicks, who I don't root for, or last year through the Rangers run, or the Giants. Like, I could talk all night. I could do this whole show on the Giants and the Jets. I don't root for either one. It doesn't matter. I read. I'm knowledgeable. I'm prepared. And every night I come in here and I try to entertain. And I know everybody is not going to love me. Unanimous love is unattainable in media, especially in radio, where we give our takes and opinions and we do share so much of ourselves. But Jeff, I got you as far as, like, I'm not going to stop being me, and I'm definitely not going to stop talking about who I am and my family, because that's who made me who I am. And you know, like I said, I just won't let the call ever get to as far as it got. But, like, that's the thing about me too. I give you guys all the time you could want to, you know, call up and get your take and your point across. Even if you don't like me, we're having conversations for everyone to hear. I don't know you. I may never see you in life. And if I do, I don't think you approach me with that type of energy. So I don't really take it like that. You know, if you're going to call and disagree, that's fine. But, like, you know, personal shots, I think we could leave that out. So, I don't know. I'd like to move on from it. But I do. I got messages. And, you know, Jeff said he called and the line was busy because, yeah, a lot of people were calling to defend me. I think every call we took in that next hour or whatever was, you know, people kind of trying to have my back. So, like, I appreciate you guys. I do this for you guys. Like, I am here for the audience and the listeners and the fans that are like me. And the last thing I'll say is, like, when you hear this stuff, like, I am more of a fan than a host. You know, I've been here. This is my fourth baseball season. I'm trying to get better at the job. I'm working on it every day. I want to be the best. I want you to listen and say, this guy's the best on the fan. I want you to listen and say, I like his show the most. But I know that's not going to be 100% of the population, and that's fine. But, like, let's just keep it to the sports, the personal shots and jabs or whatever. Go write that on Reddit. Go write that on Twitter. But as far as the show, let's get back to the show and talk about the Yankees and the Mets and the Knicks and the Subway Series coming up. It's a great time for New York sports. It's a great time when the national audience is watching the Knicks do something that everyone said that they couldn't do. The national audience is looking at 7th Ave and seeing a mob of Knicks fans celebrating, chanting Knicks in 5. And what they're going to see Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is how this is the Mecca of baseball as well. We have the Mecca in Madison Square Garden, but we also have the Mecca of baseball with two first-place teams, high-paid players, high payrolls, and the best fans in the world. October does not look right without Citi Field and Yankee Stadium. We got to see it last year. I think we got a good chance of seeing it this year. And now we get to see a Subway Series, which every year, hey, Keith, would you want to see a World Series, Subway Series? No, but, like, let's see what this three-game set looks like. The first time we've had a three-game set since 2021 in the Bronx. There's so many narratives and storylines from who's pitching to obviously Juan Soto, Judge. You know, will Pete Alonso face Devin Williams? And I've said this since the whole Juan Soto thing went down. The New York Yankees will approach these games like they really matter. And I think in the past, they've approached these games like they were just any other opponent. And I've talked about Jamai Jones and J.D. Davis and, you know, pinch hitting Joey Gallo or setting up your pitching where your best pitchers aren't lined up or not rushing Giancarlo Stanton back. There were just so many little things over the years where I'm like, the Yankees are not just underestimating their opponent. It's just like another day. It's just like another day in the ballpark. But I don't think they'll have that kind of energy with these three games coming up. You've got Carlos Rodon, Clark Schmidt, and Max Fried lined up, and I think the Yankees are going to be juiced up to put on a show for their fans and get some bragging rights for their fans, because that's all it really is. It's just early bragging rights. And reminder, Yankee fans, the Mets swept us last year, so we need to just get on the board again. We just need to get in the win column again. James is in Ocean Point on the fan. What's up, James?
Hey, Keith, how's it going? I really appreciate that you're fired up for the Yankees series. I'm a Mets fan. And, you know, I just love it. You guys are so worried about what you're going to do for Juan Soto. We don't really care.
Not worried.
Like, yeah, I mean, it's been like 20 minutes of you talking about whether or not he'll get booed. And
no, you know, he will get booed.
I just love it. It's really, you know, I mean, you guys can have Trent Grisham. But I'm very happy with where the team is, and, you know.
Are you happy with Juan Soto's performance so far to start the season? It's been worth the return on investment?
As Paul Skeen said, his slump is still good.
Yeah, so he kind of was talking about Lindor and Alonso. He kind of grouped those guys together.
Yep, that's what we did. That's what Uncle Stevie did. And I don't really care about his investment. It's his money. You know, beer's still going to cost $15 at the stadium, but, you know, Juan Soto is going to be a Met until I'm 46. That's hilarious.
It is hilarious. That's a long time. Thanks for the call, James. That it is hilarious because he's the highest paid player by a lot. And I don't know if you could say he looks like what you thought he was going to look like. I know that I could say last year he had a better start to the season and he looked like Juan Soto. It looks like there's something a little off with Juan Soto this year. I don't know if it's the Supreme Court of Soto, right? When he had his press conference, he talked so much about family and how much there was a family environment. Your family doesn't go on the field with you. They can't help you hit. They're not in the batter's box. They can't help you field. So it's good that they got a suite. You know, the Yankees weren't going to give a suite. But, like, now you got to perform. You got to post. You got to play. And Juan Soto's giving you some two-homer games. And don't get me wrong. How many times have I told you Juan Soto is Juan Soto? He's going to be Juan Soto. And I think he'll respond well in this environment. I think this is all healthy. I think this is good for baseball, good for the city, good for the Yankees and the Mets. It isn't the Yankee fan worrying about what we're going to do. It's the Yankee fan talking about what all Yankee fans are going to do. The greatest rivalry in baseball is Yankee fans versus other Yankee fans. So you're going to get a mix of everything in there. Somebody might roll up with a sign that says, "We love you, Juan," and be wearing a pinstripe 22 jersey. I've already seen the Juan Soto, King of New York signs. Juan Soto, the Bronx still loves you signs. But I'm telling you, there's going to be also people in there wearing shirts that say F Juan Soto. And that chant is going to ring out like F Altuve. It's a fact. It's going to happen. As soon as he comes up from that dugout, mark my words when you're in there Friday, as soon as he comes out from that dugout and a Yankee fan sees him, boo. There's no debating. There's no calling for fans not to boo. There's none of that. He's going to get booed. And I know I said for a while, I don't know if I'm going to boo him or not. It's got to be something that I got to feel in there. I'm probably going to boo him. If I hear boos, I'm going to join in on the boos because it just sets the atmosphere. It's just going to make it that much more of like, yo, he is a villain, right? This guy is a villain to Yankee fans. And before I give you my full, you know, reasons why, stay tuned for that because we still haven't gotten to that. When we come back from this next break, I'll lay out like 3 to 5 reasons why Yankee fans don't rock with him. But I'll always remember Game 5, and I've blamed him for this jokingly, but you know, that fifth inning started, there was a single to right field. Juan Soto's hand was the first hand to touch the ball. And that Boris Korp juju that he put on the ball as a guy that already had his speech ready, because if the Yankees got swept, he would have been prepared to tell everybody, "Oh, I'm available to all 30 teams." I'll always remember coming back from that game, coming here to WFAN, listening to the extended post game, listening to how the players were sobbing, how players were crying, embracing, hugging, how down they were after collapsing like that. These guys were 1 foot in the air back to LA thinking that they were going to force a Game 6. But there was one guy on the team that turned his hat to the back and started campaigning. He became a free agent. He was no longer a Yankee. And that was Juan Soto. And right there is where it started for me. Right there as I watched Juan Soto hold court. And many media members ask him questions about Steve Cohen, about the Mets. Right there was where I was like, okay. This guy on brand is all about himself and the money. And they asked him about the bleacher creatures and the roll call and the pinstripes. And he turned that question around so fast. They asked if that would matter to him. He said, no, it should matter to management. It should matter to ownership upstairs. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We got plenty to do while the Knicks are playing. It's 32-30 Knicks at the end of the first quarter. The Met game is just now underway in the bottom of the first. It's 0-0. We'll keep eyes on both games. We will talk about the Subway Series, Juan Soto, the Yankees, the Mets, the Knicks, and of course later we'll get into Pete Rose and the NFL schedule release. This is KM to AM. We'll be back right after this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
KM to AM on the Fan, you heard? The Knicks are doing what they got to do so far. And clearly to me, the Celtics are not the same. I don't care about them being 8-2 without Tatum. Like, this is it. This is good night. This is night-night. This is it. So Deuce McBride cashes one from the charity stripe. The Knicks are up 36-32 in the fake garden. Let's get back to the phones. We're kind of, you know, talking about the Subway series, and I'm still going to rip off all the reasons why Yankee fans are about to hate on Juan Soto. We don't rock with you anymore. But, you know, we're still talking Knicks as well. I just think that majority of the Knicks fans, like, this is historic. I know if it was me, I'm not a Knicks fan, but if I was, I wouldn't be listening to the radio. I'd be locked in watching this, listening to everything, and wanting to remember every single second of this potential elimination game. So, 888-808-1019, Dr. Noel in Tuxedo NY on the Fan in New York.
What's up, Keith? Remember, we spoke actually on Monday.
I remember. Welcome back.
I remember. Appreciate it. After we got off the phone, I actually watched the game live instead of waiting until after the game to watch it afterward on my DVR, and it was fantastic to watch. Remember, I said I was going crazy because the team was just get down by 20 and come back to 5 and go back down by 20. They really took care of business, and I'm excited for them to finish out tonight.
Yeah, I don't think tonight is going to be a down by 20 night. I think tonight is going to be a slow death of the Boston Celtics. They're just going to stay with them and then close them out.
Fully agree. What do you think in comparison to Walt Clyde Frazier with Brunson?
I mean, I've never seen Walt Clyde Frazier play. I've seen some old footage when they show it on the games. What I'll say is this. A couple weeks ago when Brunson hit the shot against the Detroit Pistons, a lot of people started running with the narrative that he is the greatest Knick ever. He's the greatest Knick of all time. He's the greatest Knick they've ever seen. And I did think that was kind of disrespectful to Walt Clyde Frazier, who has won, I think, 2 championships. Was he on both championship teams? I think he's got 2 rings, at least one. And he's been around, and he's an announcer, and he's still living. I just thought it was wild disrespectful to, you know, put Brunson ahead of a guy that actually got to the finals and won a chip. Brunson is in the second round, and that was a first-round performance, great and all. This is going to be his first time getting out of the second round. Is he going to be remembered as an all-time great Knick because of what he's done already? Absolutely. But we've already put him on the top of the Mount Rushmore.
Oh, he's not there yet.
No, so all respect to the legend Walt Clyde Frazier. I can't say that. I'm not a Knick fan. I'm not old enough to even kind of think about watching Walt Clyde Frazier. My favorite Knick of all time is J.R. Smith.
Well, that's a good one for sure. I was 57. I'm 57, so I got to see a little bit of the Knicks as a kid. And definitely, Walt was just unbelievable to watch, even as a young kid. Not necessarily knowing very much at that time. But yeah, I got to get a photo with him. I was at a game 2 years ago, and I got to get a photo with Walt, and it was awesome. He's just super guy, super guy, super guy. Hey, and by the way, did you you probably didn't speak because you're on the radio, but my nephew's band had such a great time playing at halftime, and they said they had an unbelievable experience.
What was the name of the band again? What was their name?
Laundry Day.
Okay, I'm going to look it up, because I after I got off the phone with you, if you didn't hear, I'm like, what a great opportunity to play Madison Square Garden at halftime, whether I don't know if they got paid or not, or if it's like a Super Bowl thing, but like, what a great opportunity to do that. Yeah, I see their Instagram. I'm on it right now. Awesome. Great for them.
They're getting them. They're not big time yet, but they're doing really, really well. So it's
they look young. Like they look like they're all under 30, so they got time.
Oh, not only are they all under 30, they're all under 25.
Yeah, they got plenty of time, and they already have a playoff performance at half court in Madison Square Garden under their belt.
Yeah, they started at Beacon High School. They met there as freshmen at Beacon High School in the city. And so they've been together for 8 years already, and they've got six different albums, and they've traveled to Europe, and they've traveled to the United States, and they're doing all kinds of shows at colleges and stuff. So they're doing a really good job.
Yeah, they look great. I just followed them. Thanks for the call, Dr. Noel. So it's actually like I searched Laundry Day, but their Instagram is Daundry Lay, so they just switched the first L and the first D in the two words and flipped them. So Daundry Lay. They have 2,401 followers on Instagram. I just broke 23,000 today, and I told at least five people about it. 241,000 followers. These kids are under 25. You know what it is? Just from looking at it, they're real New Yorkers. I can't listen to the music right now, but I'm going to. I think they just have a real New York vibe and presence about them. They're young. And you know what? You don't see too many of these bands anymore. When I was growing up, it was like garage band, not on the MacBook, but like guys playing in a garage, like somebody being on the drums, somebody being on the bass, somebody being on the, you know, somebody being a lead singer. Like, you don't see too much of that anymore. So, man, good luck to these kids. They might be the next big thing out of the city. They're already performing at Madison Square Garden. 888-808-1019. Yeah, I can't jump and say that Brunson, I can't compare him to Walt Clyde Frazier. I never saw Clyde Frazier play, but I can't say that Brunson is, until now they win tonight and he gets them to the Eastern Conference Finals. That's something that hasn't been done in 24 years. I saw maybe one of the Knicks accounts posted Rick Brunson on the bench with the Knicks in 2000, and then also now, you know, him in 2025 on the bench as a coach. Like, that's crazy to think about, like, your son becoming this guy. And, you know, also in my notes from Knicks Everything, you know, I have these stats from Brunson, right? Hoops Hype. Hoops Hype says Jalen Brunson is the MVP of the playoffs so far. Per Hoops Hype global rating, he's the king of New York. And when you look at the rating, he's got a 27.25 rating over Nikola Jokic, an MVP, Anthony Edwards, a number one overall pick, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who's going to be the MVP, Donovan Mitchell, Jason Tatum, Giannis Antetokounmpo, like all of these star players, Jalen Brunson is rated ahead of, and he's averaging the most points. I give him respect. Adam Silverstein wrote on Twitter, this is insane. Fourth quarter points through the first 10 games of one NBA playoff since 1997. Jalen Brunson and his performance in 2025 with 102 points ranks above 2003 Kobe Bryant with 100 points, 2001 Kobe Bryant with 100 points, 2023 Steph Curry with 99 points, and 2008 Kobe Bryant with 99 points. So that tells you he is at the elite of elite closers in this game, right? Guys with five rings, four rings that have been known to be the guy with the ball in their hands in the fourth quarter to end it. Brunson is ahead of them at his pace. So he's Captain Clutch. The NBA put out the Knicks star has 102 fourth quarter points through 10 games this playoff, and he joins Kobe Bryant as the only players with 100 plus fourth quarter points in 10 games in a playoff run. Let's see what he does tonight. He can add to it. Brunson has the most 35-point playoff games in the entire NBA since joining the Knicks. That was put out there by Real Sports. And, yeah, just more flowers thrown his way. Jalen Brunson became the fastest Knick to reach 1,000 career playoff points. Jalen Brunson this postseason, 30.1 points per game, 4 rebounds per game, 8 assists per game, shooting 44/37/82%. And now he's one win away from putting the Knicks back in the conference finals since 2000. He's in the company of Michael Jordan, Wilt Chamberlain, Luka Doncic, Elgin Baylor, Bob Cousy, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and Oscar Robinson. Through their first 34 playoff games with a franchise, only 8 players in history have been able to surpass 1,000 points. So that post is on Instagram under Knicks Everything. Shout out to them. They do a great job curating stats and data and stuff. I had to pull that from them. I was scrolling and I saw that. I'm like, what this guy is doing, and let alone he's doing it at 5'10", smallest guy on the floor, never seen him dunk, big body Brunson, they call him. Like, what we are seeing with this Knicks team is powered by the heart and soul of the team, the captain of the team, the most clutch player of the year, Jalen Brunson. Now it's 42-35 Knicks with about 8 minutes to go in the first half. Like I said, I think this is just going to be a slow death. I think the Celtics know it. You know it, and I know it. Like, they can't. What are they supposed to? They're missing Tatum. There is no replacement for what he does on the court. So how are they going to make a run here? I don't expect them to make a run here. I think this is just going to be slow. I guess it's going to be a low-scoring game, and the Knicks just slowly put them to sleep, and then they get to celebrate on Lucky the Leprechaun's face on the parquet, and Evan and Loogie will check in with us later tonight and tell us how sad Dave Portnoy is, how sad Benzino is, how sad Michael Bivins is. I don't even know who else was on. Kevin Millar, Johnny Damon, I don't know, Matt Damon. What's J-Lo's boyfriend's name? Anyway, Keith McPherson on the Fan. We got a break. Dial the number up if you'd like to talk to me. We're about to go to the update with the legendary Rich Ackerman.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.